part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Welcome back to the program. Sorry about that. Had something going on. That's a whole nother story. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. I am your host, Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, to be honest with you. And you know what that means. You know what I mean? Gosh, there's so much going on, folks. It's like Frank said, I really don't know where to start. You know, we could be on 24/7 and still not cover everything. Frank talked about the 5.7 magnitude earthquake, and the Bible tells us there's going to be earthquakes and stuff. I think we're getting close. I really do. Wow. Let's see. What if the coronavirus is spreading and people are dying around the world, but what if there are some powerful people in our world with no sense of morality or ethics? What if some of these people, let's call them the power elite, have risen to top positions in government and corporations? What if the elites at times band together in secret meetings to coordinate how they can get more money and more control over the people of this planet? What if they've learned to take advantage of big shocks to the public, like, you know, pandemics and terrorist attacks, like 9/11, to forward their control agendas and make huge profits from predictable market swings and fear-based purchasing? What if these heartless elites have developed many ways to stealthily fan the fear flames, it's hard to say, during these shocks to make the public more afraid, more willing to surrender their freedoms to authorities? What if the coronavirus is being used as a further test to see how much more we will willingly give up our freedoms? What if we the people learn to recognize this as it is happening? And what if each of us has incredible untapped power as sovereign individuals to follow our inner and higher guidance and to transform fear into love no matter what challenges we face? Interesting. Well, I had a call, and he's gone. Do you remember the anthrax scare 2001? I know you did, Poser. Mm-hmm. Letters containing anthrax were mailed to two U.S. senators shortly after the attacks of 9/11. Government media sources immediately fanned widespread fear of massive infections around the country. Yet in the end, as stated in the 2011 NPR article, five people died from inhaling anthrax and 17 others were infected after exposure. In 2005 Washington Post article on a later FBI probe of the anthrax attack stated, including cleanup costs, an FBI document put the damage in excess of $1 billion. Where did all that money go? October 26, 2001, New York Times article states, Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, you know, the German concern that bought Monsanto, agreed to sell 100 million tablets of its anthrax medicine, Cipro, to the government for 95 cents each. But while Bayer nearly halved its previous price, three big pharmaceutical companies have since stepped forward to offer large quantities of its antibiotics free. The U.S. government paid the $95 million, yet the vast majority of these Cipro pills were never taken and have now passed their expiration date, and so they were wasted. So who profited from all that fear? Then, 05-06, you have the avian flu. Now, the BBC said this bird flu could kill 150 million people. They also said a flu pandemic could happen at any time and kill between 5 to 150 million people. The UN warned us. That's what they said. That was the language they used. David Nabarro, who's charged with coordinating responses to things like bird flu, said a mutation of the virus affecting Asia could trigger new outbreaks. The World Health Organization's spokesperson on influenza, a guy named Dick Thompson, told a news conference in Geneva that the World Health Organization's official estimate of the number of people who could die was between 2 and 7.4 million people from the bird flu. Of course, it wound up being 88 cases and 59 deaths. How about that? So it didn't quite kill as many as they thought, but they managed to scare the bejesus out of everybody. And we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hang on. Hey, Terry, Postman, too. I'm enjoying the show. This is Henry.
Hey, Henry.
And this is a different direction, but I know you always do a little liberty to your callers.
Go right ahead.
I was in Montgomery a couple of weeks ago when the heavyweight fight
mm-hmm.
with that guy, Deontay Wilder from Tuscaloosa, the champion.
Okay.
And that other guy, Tyson Fury, but it was heavyweight fight from Las Vegas, and a buddy of mine went out to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch it on they had it on pay-per-view out there.
Yes, sir.
And you know Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm sure you've been in there.
It's a
nice place. It's pretty big, and it was packed. There was an hour wait to get in.
Wow.
For the fight.
Right.
When the fight came on, came out and sang the national anthem, one person, and that was myself, one person stood up in that restaurant.
Oh, man, are you serious?
I'm serious. I couldn't believe it. And it was a younger crowd, you know, it was pay-per-view and Buffalo Wild Wings later on. I don't think the undercard even started till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was later on, but a younger crowd. But, I mean, pretty sad, man.
Bad. That's terrible.
Yeah. But, like always, I enjoy the show. I don't call much no more or any anymore, but I listen all the time. And when I have a need for any of your sponsors, I sure use them.
I appreciate that, Henry. I really do.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Yes, this is Philip. I appreciate what y'all doing and everything. I wanted to make a few comments.
Go right ahead.
Last week, sir.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. I've been just sitting back listening last week, but this week y'all mentioned several different things about the biblical text of the fallen angels and everything.
Yes.
And I was doing a study on that one time, and the study I was doing up under, there was a certain church that believed it was Cain's women that the sons of God slept with until later. I found out through the biblical text, like Jude, certain parts of Peter and Jesus, and what Jesus did, and the day of Noah, to also being the coming Son of Man, and looking at Genesis chapter 6 until it really opened my eyes of what happened in Genesis chapter 6.
Bingo. Yep.
But, you know, and the churches out there, you know, they're saying that Cain's women and everything, but the Bible text tells otherwise.
Exactly.
So with the question I'm gonna ask about the Bible text,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of things I've learned since I've been here for the last 13 years studying the biblical text and not being influenced by certain people or denominations or dogmas, whatever. But the mark of the beast. I've always heard the mark of the beast was some computer chip from Europe.
Yeah, me too.
Would that really be the case in Revelation, the Bible tells us that the devil deceiveth the whole world.
Right.
So if we don't give Satan credit in his deception of mankind.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
We, from the biblical text, if we really believe what the biblical text tells us, then we have to rely on the biblical text of what the support is given to what God is trying to tell us.
Yes.
So, I used to think that that chip was the mark of the beast. And y'all are so saying that it could be the coronavirus, the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in the biblical text, it goes even deeper than that.
Okay.
In the mark of the beast. And the Bible is a source that can reveal to us the mark of the beast. We really sit there and study and ponder on it. And sure. I've had 13 years to ponder on all these things.
What do you think?
And so, you know, in studying Daniel and Revelation, because Daniel unlocks Revelation.
Yes, it does.
If we understand Revelation from be written in 95 or 96 AD, 2000, almost 2,000 years done went by in the biblical prophecy. So we look at the text, we today look at certain things in the future still yet to come, but couldn't it have already taken place in the last 2,000 years? We don't ever think about that.
True.
But, and to me, I think that when I read the biblical text, the mark of the beast, it's going to do with God's seal. Because, you know, in Revelation, it tells us that the devil went to make war with the saints of God. They kept the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So if Satan's making war with people, to keep the commandments of God, then where is the commandments of God being told at? So if I go to Exodus 20, it gives us what God said, because it said, and God spake all these words, saying. And when we look at the biblical text and we apply that biblical text to this day and time, is are we doing what the Bible actually says, or is it man-made tradition been handed down from one generation to make us believe that
right
God is not there no more? You know, like, for instance, give you this, in the fourth commandment, that's the core of the whole command. You know, the first four commands, love God, and the last six, love mankind.
Right.
But the fourth command says, remember the Sabbath day.
Keep it holy.
They remember a Sabbath day. It said remember
the
Sabbath day.
Correct.
Keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor. Now, he's telling us that he was creator for 6 days. Not as it being the Sabbath being on the seventh day, but he wanted us to recognize him as being creator of them 6 days.
Okay.
So, I searched a little further into that background, and I found out through the Sunday Blue Laws. Go back, check out Sunday Blue Laws, how that all got implemented, everything. But I think that the devil has changed the day to make us believe it had been sanctioned by God, when, in essence, God has told us Bible, if we really believe all the Bible, what the Bible tells us, then we can know who, because in Deuteronomy it tells us that he put marks in their forearms, in their foreheads, their arms, and Ezekiel tells us put the mark on them and go through and kill everything else. And here Revelation tells us the mark of the beast versus the seal of God. So, guys, I appreciate y'all. And
thank you.
Another thing, let me ask you one question, then I'll get off here. The vaccine, not because you think it might be the mark of the beast, but why do we not need to take that vaccine?
Good because I don't believe, well, it goes back to what I believe about the coronavirus. I think it's using 5G. 5G is activating the nanotechnology that's inside our bodies right now. I don't think a vaccine will do anything to stop that. That's my opinion.
Well, in my opinion, I don't take flu vaccines. But me, I believe it weakens the immune system, and it's just probably a source that weakens the immune system to get you dependent on the government to when something does bad come along, they don't have vaccine for it, and the immune system can't fight it off, and it ends up killing you.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
All right, guys. Thanks. I thank y'all, and I appreciate you. And, y'all keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Take care. Sam. All right, caller, is this Sam again? Sam, you got to hold on, buddy. I got to hit this break, so hold on for me, folks. We'll be back in, hopefully, 3 minutes. We'll find out in just a minute.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Mary Corsetti. An inmate at a New York City jail has tested positive for coronavirus, making it the first confirmed case in the federal prison system. And California Governor Gavin Newsom ordering $42 million in emergency funding to add hospital beds for COVID-19 patients. Despite the panic, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis puts it simply.
At the end of the day, if you follow the basic rules that the CDC has recommended, such as maintaining good hygiene, washing your hands religiously, and maintaining proper social distance from people, you are going to be okay.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine takes a different approach.
We must act as if we have been invaded by an enemy. We must not do anything to help the enemy.
Meanwhile, overseas, Italy reporting nearly 800 new coronavirus-related deaths today. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Let's talk about trust for a minute. Think about it. You've got to be able to trust your doctors and nurses, police officers and teachers. Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength of someone or something. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. You have to trust that the people coming into your home to clean will kill the germs. Southern Bell's uses professional hospital-grade cleaning products to kill viruses and bacteria. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Nothing like a little elbow grease to truly get the job done. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's cleaning service today. Call 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region. Trust your home to the ones who've earned the trust of the River Region. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show realize that these are trying times. We've got a lot of things closing, a lot of things being canceled, can't find any toilet paper anywhere. But the main thing is all these things are happening to keep everybody safe. It seems that you can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show, just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have plans tonight, we should stay dry until, I think, well after midnight. The chance of showers will start to come back into the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow, tomorrow night and Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms appear likely from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. Near 70 for a high Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, and then we'll be back in the low 80s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered. And I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, EARL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
It's another night on Alabama's streets and highways. And for the officers patrolling them, that means danger. Drugs, weapons, violent crimes, it's all in a day's work. But the biggest threat to these officers' lives isn't criminals. It's drivers. Drivers who fail to move over and get out of the way. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. And not just them. Tow truck drivers, highway maintenance workers, risking their lives every day. In the last decade alone, over 138 officers lost their lives in traffic-related crashes. And too many of those were on roadsides right here in Alabama. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by Aldot Alia, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have plans tonight, we should stay dry until, I think, well after midnight. The chance of showers will start to come back into the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow, tomorrow night and Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms appear likely from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. Near 70 for a high Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, and then we'll be back in the low 80s on Tuesday.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
And welcome back to those long, long breaks. Hey, caller, you're on the air if you're still there.
Oh, man, you know, hey, I love hitting breaks. That means you making money, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, I remember when a couple shows were, you know, me and breaks it all, and then, man, y'all done it up over there. But did you want to go back to the anthrax thing, or can you
talk about whatever? I don't have a topic, Randall. Whatever you want to talk about, buddy's fine with me. We'll talk about it.
Well, to be honest, man, this first time it just hit me. I've been listening to podcasts, and I know it hit me like, man, I'm standing here cooking at steak, and bam, that's what I needed. Now I'll be on you every Saturday. That's why you ain't heard me. Once I get off of something, you know what I mean, my rotation gets out of the way.
But, I understand. I understand, man.
I don't know. But going back, let's go to the Bible. He was saying, going back, is it man-made? Before we even go any further, God don't care about if somebody switched words and how. Because I've been all the way back to Hebrew, and you can translate it, and yet, especially taking wife and daughter and kind of, they, you know what I mean? That's one word they switched. Because back in the day, it mattered who daughter you was. It didn't matter who wife you was. You know what I mean? Nobody cared. You know what I mean? I ain't know how nobody asked. You know what I mean? But before I even go any further, I'm gonna tell you, everybody, that God does not care. You could be right. Every how you're right, that's what you believe. As long as you believe in Him and know it's God, He's doing. You know what I mean? We all going to get there. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing, that's why I want to go to this. When Abraham and Sarah could, you know what I mean, didn't have a baby for a long time. You know, she was like 9 years old. They hadn't had one. They didn't know why. And they had confidant wives back then. And Sarah had made, you know, that came from Egypt. Came back. I say she came from Egypt. I don't want to say that, but I don't know for a fact. Anyway, Sarah's handmaid. They had, you know, had a baby. So she was like 93. And 3 years later, after Sarah her maid had a baby, Sarah has a baby, gets pregnant at 93 or something like that. I don't quote me exact, but
right,
you know, a few years
right.
later. And so she has a baby. She gets, because back then, I think it's always been about land. It still is today. That's where I want to get it to. And they took Sarah got jealous about the other baby having to split the land that was going to be left. And she chased the woman off with the baby. And that woman cried out to God, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Did I not do what you said? Did I not go by you? And he said, I will bless that child. That's been, I mean, and that's went from bless that child to the chosen one in other language. You know what I mean? Because they sent her to Egypt and gave that child all kind of land, God did, because she didn't do wrong. I mean, back then, that's how it was. I mean,
right.
And she didn't. Sarah just got jealous. And a lot of people say Abraham didn't wait on God. He wasn't impatient. You can flip it all kind of ways. That's what I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And God does not care about that. But when Jesus came back, this thing about this, when that Pharisee hollered out, she was with seven brothers on earth. Whose wife would she be in heaven? And Jesus just turns around and says, you fool, you know not what you say. Do not quote scripture. But everybody thinks that he was trying to trick Jesus. And I think, that's what I want to tell you, I think he was trying to trick the master. Back then, people didn't read. It's kind of like the news doing now. He was just shouting that out, and God and Jesus didn't really back him down. He just said that and left it alone.
Right.
Just think, that's 400 years later, and you just take Joseph was Mary's husband, which was probably Abraham's great 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 grandson. Joseph was about 400 years, and you just leave out a couple of daddies, and you can make the one they sent to Egypt look like the chosen one. So them people raised, you know what I mean? Folks are raised in that, and that's what they've been taught. We can't, you know, I mean, we gotta show love too. I've been torn between that, and that's when he brought up is some of this man made. If we've been fighting over land, and it even started back then, that they was trying to treat the masses. And now you look at Europe, how that same religion's taken over. Now you go jump to Minnesota and look, in the United States, Minnesota, look how it, you know, took over.
Minnesota,
it's almost like this. It's like this has been, you know, and our tax money are going, they teach Sharia law in the schools up there.
And it's
like, it's the fight over land, and I think God wasn't talking about it. You can't take it. He was talking about the land. And I just, man, I just...
It's an excellent point.
I get, you get so tied up in that stuff, man, and you don't want to point fingers, and you really don't want, I'm telling you, I'm not a self-pipe. I'm not saying undoing, I'm not saying twist, you know, the Hebrew word's been twisted up, and we all wrong, everybody wrong. I'm not saying that, man. Y'all just love God, at least like you always have. But
there you go.
It is interesting to talk about, and at least we can talk about it.
That's right.
If maybe some of this stuff is made up, and the Bible's been flipped a little bit. And I mean, you don't want to say that. And who wants to say that? That is not the right thing to say. I mean, you know it. In your heart, it don't feel right. But then if you go back and, you know, you study stuff, you know, you start questioning everything. And I've always heard, you know what I mean? You hear that, mm-hmm. question everything. And
right.
I guess I'm out of question too much. But what do you think? That's what my question is. Do you think the Pharisee was trying to trick Jesus, or you think he was trying to trick the masses when he asked that question? Because that is in the, I mean, you know what I mean? That question was, if you don't know what question is, I can't tell you.
No, I know what you're talking about. Well, I think the Bible says they were trying to trick him. So I'm going to have to go where they were trying to trick him.
Trying to trick Jesus, not the mess.
Yeah, I think they were trying to trick him. They were trying to get him crossed up, you know, so they can bring before the
Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin, yes.
But, yeah. That's just so hard to think that you would think that Jesus get crossed up. You know what I mean?
Well, he can't get crossed up.
And he didn't really defeat it. It still looks like the man. They didn't nobody read back then. You know what I mean?
They relied on their religious leaders who were so caught up in the law of Moses and so caught up in the book laws and how things, just like the officials are now, they didn't look through it to see what it's really all about. Love, God, Christ. They lost it, man. They got so powerful and full of themselves, they lost it. They had God in human form in their frickin' presence, and they killed him. That's how lost they got.
Yeah.
Greed.
Yes.
I guess that's what I said.
Power.
It was over. That's what I'm, yes, land. That's where I'm going. That's, man, and it's so, it's so easy to get twisted up, man.
Absolutely,
I'm so glad we saw this.
Absolutely it is.
And if you do go back to the anthrax thing, I always remember Pence was the first one to step out in front of the bushes. He was the first governor, and he was in Indiana to step out and say, let's go good. You know what I mean? Yeah,
really?
Always keep that in your back of your mind. Yeah, sir. I always keep that tucked away. And look what his secretary is evil. You know, I think she's the one leaking. And I know I don't want to, if anybody's calling and want to talk about the Bible, I'm not trying to, you know, change it, but y'all get on this. So, yeah, Pence stepped out, man. I've never trusted him.
He's a Jesuit.
All right. And I think Trump on TV the other night, I know he was appealing to the people, maybe. I don't, but he looked beat, man. I almost got scared watching
him. Yeah, he
him.
Is. He's,
you know,
tired. He hadn't been sleeping much. I could tell he hadn't been sleeping much.
And then you go look at him and how he's got the princes from Saudi Arabia been staying in his hotel in Manhattan. And they almost broke him down. And his daddy walks in there with $3 million and keeps them from going under and puts some princes in there. They were the first ones out of Saudi Arabia to come over there and get rooms in the top. And I don't know if that $3 million, I don't know if his daddy done that to keep them from and being you know, getting sucked in by the deep, you know, by them boys.
Right.
And not be like him, because his daddy was part of the problem. That's why you never hear him trash his daddy. You never hear him trash Pence on the TV. Never. You hear him trash Trump, though. But I'm saying I don't know. I was trying to start thinking about some of this stuff. Man, I love y'all, man.
Thanks, bud.
Man, love y'all. See you.
Take care, man. Right. We'll see you. Sam? Are you there,
Terry?
Sam? Hey, Sam.
Oh, yes, I am. And I waited because what I have to say is powerful. But
well, tell me, my brother. Tell me.
Well, first off, I'm just going to share this. I'm standing out in the back behind the old house.
It's getting colder out. It's getting cooler out, isn't it?
Oh, but listen, I'm barefoot. I'm right at the edge of the field. The place is planting oats, and I'm watching our cats. I got 9 or 10.
Oh,
I don't know how many. I got
cats.
Some cats.
I love cats.
And they're like tigers in the high grass. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm going to throw out, no gossip, no speculation. This is real, real as it gets. This is the most powerful thing I heard today.
Okay.
The amount of the stimulus, the checks that are coming, it's going to be $2 trillion, is what they said. One tenth of our economy. So soon, you know, it's
we can't
save a dime off every dollar.
We can't afford this. We're broke.
It's coming. That's what they said. It was, but Dad talks about in mid-70s, you could buy a new automobile for $4,500.
That's true. Yeah.
So the invisible tax, as they call it, on the dollar bill, it will continue.
Yep.
You just within the next month, you can just shave a dime off every dollar you got, plus whatever. But hopefully when this gets behind us, then the economy gets rip roaring again. But the inflation always continues, and I just had to say that, man. And I heard that, and it's haunted me all day. But I'm like everybody else. Look forward to my check. I'm gonna mess with Dan next week. I'll tell him I'm on check watch. Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. Want my check?
I love it. I love it.
Gentlemen, I enjoy your show.
Gentlemen?
Oh, and one other thing. That video, man, it was super good. And the other thing about it, when the man was talking about between people of faith.
Yes.
My grandfather, God bless him, I love him so much. He was a ordained a hard shell minister.
Sure.
I married a hard Presbyterian girl. Wow. I'm not going to say fanatics, but
do they have snakes?
We all believe.
If they have snakes, that's hardcore. I dated a girl whose father was a preacher of one of those, and they had snakes.
Yeah, but the point of it I have a real problem with tribalism, and we should all love God. And easy to say, but
I have a problem with religion. I think spirituality is the ticket, not religion.
Terry, last week I mentioned Anjoy on Saturdays listening to Prophecy Today, and I heard Postman grunt. And they're hardcore, right? And but they're just not very tolerant. They have their doctrine; they hang with it. You know,
sure.
They get good information from them, but that's the thing is, God, if we can all to get through all this, the worst of the world, we can all just try to love each other a little bit.
There you go.
Okay, that's my hippie 2 cents.
Well, that was a great call, Sam. Thank you.
I'll talk to y'all later, man.
Take care.
God bless.
Same to you, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Anytime man gets involved in something, and in religion, what I see is man gets involved between the relationship of his fellow man and his creator. That's what it's all about, your relationship with God. I think we forget, as Americans, we forget that we haven't had the Bible that long. The Bible has been contained, the religious, quote, leaders, I'm using 84, who's the guy who used to call all the time, used to be on this network a lot, but he's gone now, 84 air quotes. The Bible used to belong to the leaders. They're the ones that told us what it said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was only till Martin Luther nailed his thesis on the door that the Bible finally get released to the people.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to get it.
No, we weren't. They were keeping it to themselves, right. And they were using it. Oh, I'll tell you what, I know your husband just died. You have 4,000 excellent acres of fertile farmland we really want. I'll tell you what we'll do. We will pray him out of purgatory if you will sign over that farm to us. That's the kind of crap they pulled. Now, those people are further away from God than most sinners I know of. They can call themselves priests or deacons or whatever they want to call themselves, but that's pure evil. When you use God to manipulate people, there's a hotter place in hell for you, in my opinion. Wow, another break. That's like 15 in a row. Not really, but we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Wayne. I actually got here before it all ran out this time because I didn't leave the studio. In the waning moments of clearing the air, you probably heard of Tamiflu, right? Of course we have. Well, you know where Tamiflu, who actually controlled Tamiflu? Donald Rumsfeld. He made $5 million off that whenever we had the bird flu scare. This was right before he became the defense secretary. But yeah, how about that? Rumsfeld was on the board of Gilead from 88 to 2001, which was a company that made it. He retained a huge shareholding influence. Then in 09 and 10, we had the swine flu. Okay. Let's see. Swine flu was as elusive as WMD. Actually, they couldn't find... They kept warning us about it and how 65,000 people could just drop dead, but then nothing really ever happened. I think 360 people finally, they decided, died under its influence. But who knows, you know? This is just the next one, folks. This is just the next one to keep us scared. Because you know why? A scared populace is a lot easier to manipulate and a lot easier to take from. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry, what's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Just listening to y'all all night.
Well, there ain't much else to do, is there?
No. But I listen to it anyway.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, you were talking about the Nazis a lot earlier.
Yeah, I love that. I love reading about that stuff, man.
You know, I was reading some stories about the U-boats, you know, toward the end.
Yeah.
You know, some of those captains wasn't but like 20, 21 or 22 years old.
They were getting desperate for people, yeah.
And most of them knew that when they left, they would never be coming back. You know, they said it was
unlike the beginning of the war when they dominated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Have you ever seen the movie Das Boot?
I have.
That is one of the best war movies ever made. Sad, but it's true.
Yeah. And I dove some of the ships down there, you know, in the Gulf that Empire Michael was, you know, it was struck by a German U-boat.
Right. Are there any war vessels down there? I mean, German?
There could be. They just don't, you know, they don't have them marked.
Right. Wow.
Well, you know, they got the big old Ariskenes down at Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dive in.
Go ahead.
They claim that some of the Germans, you know, back, you know, probably in 2 or 43, you know, they would pull up, you know, places like New Orleans and, you know, pull down the German flag, you know, if they, you know, fill her up.
I've heard stories about that. I got to tell you, I believe it's true. I've heard it in too many different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I read a story yesterday, I think, and it was one of these that you got to keep clicking next page, next page. I got frustrated with it. I didn't read the whole thing, but one of the ships, and I wish I could remember the name of it. They said it was the most famous of the disappearing ships from the Bermuda Triangle. They also said it was in the movie Close Encounters, and I don't remember the name of the ship. They claim that it's been found. It's just been misidentified, and it's one of the ones down off the coast of Florida. And they just had it identified as a different boat, but it is the boat, one of the boats that was lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's true or not. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much stuff out there that it's still there. It's just some of it's hard to get to.
I'll bet.
But I've dove several of them down there, you know, in the Keys, different places.
Oh, the water is so clear down there.
Oh, it is. You know, we drop speakers in the water and be listening to Jimmy Buffett. You know, the sound travels so far in the water.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. I remember we did a cruise. We did a Royal Caribbean cruise, and they have a quay down there that they own. And they'll park the ship, and they'll ferry you out to their little quay. And then you could get on a little paddle boat and go out. And if you wanted to, you could scuba or snorkel or whatever. So I went out there, and Lynn and I are out in the middle, and this water's so clear. You know, I look down, and there's a little starfish. I'm like, I'm going to get that starfish. So I jump, and I swim down, and I swim down, and down, and down, and
really
down,
deep.
And down, and down, and down. And this starfish, this damn thing's like a foot in diameter. Yeah, and I didn't think I could hold my air long enough to get back up, but I did. And, of course, we couldn't take it with us, so I put it back in the water. But it's the water is just so clear down there.
Oh, yeah, it is. It'll throw you off really bad.
Well, I bet.
We drove the Christ, the Abyss, you know, where they got the Statue of Christ underwater down at Key Largo.
Mm-hmm. Key Largo. Good movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually a place down there where you can spend the night underwater. There's a little hotel there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to sound crazy because I guess I'm just a kid at heart, but I've always wanted to build a submarine. I can't help it. I've always wanted to build one. I think it'd be kind of cool. Yeah. It'd be hard to do, but it'd be kind of cool.
But the Germans and the Nazis and the time travel,
it's fascinating.
I dig too deep in that, I guess.
It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at how brilliant, you know, like it just at Peenemunde, how brilliant those people were. How did they lose the war? And then you have the thought that they really didn't. The German people lost the war, but the Nazis didn't. They just relocated.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, there's a lot to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the epilogue hadn't been written yet.
No, it hasn't. It ain't over yet.
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't know if it's a Quinn Martin production or that, but...
Yeah, Quinn Martin, I love it.
Yeah, that's what.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah,
of course.
That's actually, you know, a reference, you know, because of when FBI get ready to go off, they'll do an epilogue and everything.
Yeah,
and Quinn Martin production.
I remember that.
The Invaders was too, you know, with the Quinn Martin.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. What was Combat? Combat wasn't Quinn Martin.
Combat,
I've got all the Combat.
I don't think it was.
I just don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember Combat.
I love that show.
It comes on now. Huh?
Does it?
Yeah, it does. It comes on it's on tonight.
TV Land or something?
Yeah,
MeTV?
It could be on now.
Yeah, I've got all the Combats. I love Combat. That was one of my favorites. And Rat Patrol.
No, the Sergeant was... Yeah, the Rat Patrol's on too. I've seen it too.
Yeah.
But the Sergeant on Combat, you know, he was the one who got killed in the helicopter crash.
That's right, the Twilight Zone movie.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah, that was terrible.
But, yeah, they got a heck of a price to pay, the Germans do, you know, because of what they did. They actually sold out humanity to get advanced technology, and they got it. But the thing is, they're in a rulership position, you know, in our solar system now with the technology that they have. But they've got the wrong ally, you know. They've got the enemy. They got the enemy of mankind as an ally. And that's going to come to an end soon. It won't be long.
Yeah, the time travel and the stuff like the anti-telephone, all that stuff is just really intriguing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's hard for me to watch some of the time travel movies. They just creep me out. It's hard for me to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, when you start thinking about what, people do.
What affects this, what affects that. And it's deep. That rabbit hole is so deep.
But you know what, though?
I don't know.
You know what? No. It's if you look at what type of reality we're living in, it doesn't seem like it's too complicated.
I don't know. It's deep.
Did either one of y'all see that? I think it was on Hulu about the 11/21/63 was the name of it.
Mm-mm.
When he got shot, it was a time travel show.
It's on Hulu?
I think it's on Hulu.
I've got one of those little boxes, Rokus, that I don't think I subscribe to Hulu, though.
Okay,
I don't remember.
It's real sort of weird. You know, it's a time travel, but, he goes back and saves Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
That'll definitely change reality.
Yeah, that would. Any little thing could change everything, because everything's connected.
But it ended up, destroying our future when he did that.
Exactly. Any little change, I would think you'd have to be so careful if you go back in time, because anything you do could definitely influence the timeline. So yeah. Marty McFly, they were right when the professor told him that.
This late in the game, it'll definitely create a paradox, wouldn't it?
Yep. Big time. Big time.
All right, well, I'll let you go. I was going to ask you one. Do they still sell the Kawasaki jet ski that you stand up on?
Yes. They put the big 4-stroke motor in it, man. That thing's incredible. Yeah, it's quick. It's quicker than any of the sit downs, even the big 300-horsepower ones.
That's
how quick it is. Yeah. They still sell them. If you want one, I got one.
I was wondering about that. Well, I don't know if I can handle one of them or not anymore. I used to ride one. But...
Yeah, I can't. I don't have the balance. Lynn can jump right on one and ride it. I can't. All right, Barry.
Well,
I got 2 minutes.
Have better balance.
They do. Women do have better balance. No question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take care, my friend.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Guys, it's been a fun show. Thank you so much. Thank you, Postman. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Folks, hang in there with this whole corona thing. And, I can't tell you what to do. That's between you and on your knees praying. But it's so important that you get a relationship with a creator so you understand what's happening and what's about to happen. Please look at my videos. I linked the one that Frank was mentioning earlier. Please take a look at the things. And if you can't see these things, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. They're there. I see them. They're there. I'm not crazy. At least I don't think I'm crazy. Well, they say crazy people don't know they're crazy. So if you question your sanity, you're not crazy. It's the way I hear it. I don't know. I know what I see. Anyway. I love each and every one of you. Good Lord willing, I'll be back next week. I never know what's going to happen. This stuff is so weird. But anyway, say goodnight, Postman.
Good night, folks.
A second and a half. All right. Well, we still got 20 seconds.
Oh,
so.
We do.